Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
You're on 98.5. It is Drive with Beck and Jazeel. And if you've missed it, Take Me Home is a brand new series that premiered last Friday on Channel 9. It's a heartwarming series about rangers in the Pilbara region with volunteers and local foster carers who save the lives of dogs and other pets that are lost and forgotten. To run us through this beautiful series, we have Sue Headley, founder of animal rescue organisation Safe Inc. She joins us now. Hello, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hello. Hello. Good to be here.
What can people expect? I know it premiered on Friday. For those that missed it, what can we expect from this series as a whole?
Well, from the feedback I've received so far, I have had so many people saying they can't wait to see the next episode. So there's been a lot of enthusiasm and interest. Many people have said they were crying by the end of it. Even a man who delivers our crates said, I wasn't going to watch it, but I did, and I was crying. So it's evoked a lot of emotion in people, which is fabulous, because that means there's a message getting through. So, you know, people have said they're really heartwarming stories, and I think people are loving seeing animals coming in, you know, not happy and not being looked after, and are going to go out through Safe. They'll watch the progress of the animal through coming into Safe and through foster care and vet appointments and the adoption process, and then often flying out to new homes. So they get to watch the whole story of an animal that comes in as it goes out. And I think, yeah, people are finding it very interesting already. Mm.
What is one of the stories that stands out to you most, Sue?
Hey, I keep sharing the same one, but I'd like to share a different one to you. So I've got my list here. Yeah, I suppose one that really stands out, it was a border collie called Molly. Oh, Molly the collie. And ironically, it was just as the producers arrived to start filming. And that very morning, I got a phone call from an older couple who were travelling around Australia, and they had their border collie with them. They'd had her since she was a puppy, but they were finding travelling wasn't working. She was tied up all the time. They were ageing and struggling to walk her successfully. And very tearfully, you know, they asked for help and, you know, saying she won't go in a cage, will she? And worried about that. And I assured them, we just don't believe in cages. There's no cage to go to. She was brought back to Safe. She was pretty sad and disorientated to start, but it was so wonderful to see. We got foster care for her with the family. She absolutely loved being with a couple with their child. And then when the word got out about it, this couple who run a river cruise business, you know, were just passionate about border collies, and they took her on. So it really was just a great example of how it was so inappropriate for Molly, the collie, to stay where she was. It wasn't working at all. And, of course, loving owners who give up their animals because they love them. And I think that dispels a bit of a myth that terrible people give up their animals. It's not true at all. Most of ours come from relinquishments for people who love them, but no, it's not working. Yeah. And, of course, there are animals that come through the pound that no one claims, and they are the ones who are unwanted and lost. So we get both.
It must be so hard to give up the pet that you
love.
Yeah,
definitely.
Now, you're seeing these pets come through. Do you have, like, 100 dogs at your house? Like, how do you say no when you see these dogs come through? Do you have quite a lot at your house?
No, and you never have to say no either, because we've built up a massive network of foster carers. So I started Safe in Karratha in 2003, so we're nearly up to 20 years. Children growing up in this town think we're like the RSPCA because they've never known any difference. So it's always, you know, mum and dad, can we foster for Safe? It's a normal part of growing up in this town, for any people that stay long enough, I must say. So, you know, the foster care network is considered, you know, just very commonplace for people who've lived in regional areas, because it's also existed in 10 other locations, you know, regionally throughout the time as well. So, no, you don't have to be in a position to hoard them at one place. We take on every rehomable animal, and we make sure we find somewhere. And people say, oh, have you got enough space? You know, have you got someone? And it's like, well, I'll find someone, because Foster care isn't something that is a specialist field. It's just a family who can care for an animal. For a cat, especially, to keep it indoors where it's safe. We don't believe in them wandering. And for a dog, you know, a secure yard. And, of course, both with people, you know, who've got love to give. But it's not rocket science. So, yeah, we just find someone if we don't have one on the books already.
I do have to ask, cats, dogs, is that it? What's the limit to the pets that you take in?
Look, it's mainly domestic pets, so truly it's huge, huge amounts of cats, you know, a lot of dogs. Often they don't even go on the website because we've got waiting lists. We have guinea pigs and rabbits, but look, I've had an odd rat to rehome and a few ferrets, but, you know, rabbits and guinea pigs, definitely quite a few, but nothing like their need for cats and dogs. But we leave wildlife carers with all the other sort of species.
And so just one final question, got to be the hardest of all for you. What do you prefer, cats or dogs?
Oh, gee, it's funny, isn't it? Because I just love animals, all of them. But for me, the age group that I'm in and what I do, definitely cats.
I'm with you on that one.
Now you can catch Take Me Home this Friday at 7:30 on Channel 9. Sue Headley, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.